Hello and welcome back to Inside the Farm. I'm your host Owen and my co-host
Kayola
and Landon.
So last week we talked about good things happening in our lives. This week Landon has the topic for us.
Oh, first we got the truck back. If y'all watched last episode, we have the truck back in our possession.
But what happened first?
The truck was used in a homicide. So the police had to have it for evidence for a little bit before we got it back. But now we have it back. They cleaned it and everything. Or my grandma cleaned it. And yeah, there's no damage to the truck. I kind of don't want to drive it because it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But
well, okay. You get pulled over by the cops and then they're like,
well, they know.
Stole the truck.
I'm just thinking like if someone affiliated with it, if someone saw the truck and they saw that truck killed that person and they see us in the truck.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
But we're going to be talking about trends we see in school or just trends in general.
So what's your trend?
First off, we're going to start with trends we don't like. And my first trend is the UGG slippers that everyone's been getting and everyone's wearing.
Looks like you're wearing a fat dookie on your...
Yeah.
Yeah. But personally, I've heard that they're comfortable, but personally, it's just not my like thing that I like. I just feel like everyone in school has a pair at this point. There's like a select few people that don't. And they're also really, they seem pretty expensive.
I think that's what it was like for Blazers, too.
Prime example is our producer.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Rachel has a pair on right now.
It's okay. We don't discriminate.
But like you do you. I just don't like them.
But yeah, I guess that's a pretty solid trend. It's starting off strong. I don't think I personally have anything against them. They don't look the best and they're pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. But like, like you said, if you want to buy them, buy them.
Wait, it's how much are they?
Like over $100.
$100 for...
How much do you pay them?
$130.
$130 for a piece of rubber and whatever.
Okay, material. But that's like mushy.
It's like
now.
Suede, though.
I don't care, bro. All
right, Owen, what's your trend?
My trend is doing TikToks in public. Mm-hmm. Specifically, the school hallways or like the cafeteria. And I'm, like, trying to walk around the hallways, and you're doing a TikTok, and it's getting in my way, is very, very annoying.
I think we just got confirmation that the slippers cost $160.
Holy moly.
I can't say anything. I bought a pair of Bostons after tax. They were $168. But I feel like the Bostons will... Like, Birkenstocks seem to last a lot longer than, like, I feel like those would.
I don't think I have shoes over, like, $110. The only other thing that was more expensive was my soccer cleats. And that was, like, maybe, like, $125. But like I said, TikTok trends, just doing, like... Not TikTok trends. Doing TikToks in the hallways or just doing it in the public space where people are trying to walk by is, like, gotta be one of the most annoying things.
So annoying.
Not only are these hallways annoying already...
Because one knows how to walk through a hallway.
But, like, whenever I walk by and see someone doing a TikTok, it actually infuriates me so much. I'm not calling anyone out. Or just, like, sometimes I just get secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Just, like, someone standing there and doing a dance.
And, like, and it's like, bro, like, you're not going to get any likes or follows from it either.
It's just, like, people in the background just, like, trying to walk by. And it's just annoying.
It's so awkward.
Or just, like, openly recording.
Yeah,
I'm selfie mode recording.
And then, like, you'll, like, walk into frame and you don't know what to do. So
yeah.
You're just like...
I'm not going to say anything to them when they're doing it, but mm-hmm. just, like, I'm going to look at them weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little judgmental, but it's okay. Just please don't do them in the hallways when I'm trying to walk. Well, when anyone's trying to walk, not just me. I don't get special treatment, but... When people are trying to walk in the hallways, just take some time to not do your TikTok. You can do it somewhere. You can do it after school. You have so many hours after school that you can do TikTok. You don't need to post one the 7 hours we're in school. Well, most people are in school.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. So moving on. Kayla.
Mine is the ice cream hair.
That Roblox hair.
Bro, it's mm-hmm. like, it's like whenever they first character selected, like whenever they were born, it's like, how do you even, I don't understand how people could wake up in the morning, look at themselves in the mirror and just be like, that looks good. Like, I don't know. I think for some people, they can pull it off, mm-hmm. but there's just some people in this school, it just doesn't work, bro.
You kind of got that fluff going, though.
I do.
Well, that's more of a fluff. We're yeah. talking about, like, we're talking about, like, really flat and then it curls.
Like, yeah. It looks like you're, like,
it almost looks like, they ironed, like, hair.
It looks like they had, like, a iron. Bowl on their head.
Well, there's people that, like, straighten their hair. Yeah. They, like, straighten it and then, like, at the very end, they'll, like, curl it up, which is, like, I see TikToks of that as well.
And it doesn't look... just doesn't look that good.
But some reason... But I don't know why so many girls are, like, attracted to
yeah.
it. But
I don't know.
Something about that hair.
Maybe... I don't know.
But just... I get what you're saying. It is funny seeing just, like, copy and paste throughout this whole building. Really, you like, walk through the hallway, you see at least 20 people with
that's
that
a lot of our... No, a lot of our school is, like, copy and paste of it people, though.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, though. Like, whenever...
Like, no offense. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just what I see.
Whenever I'm walking in the hallways, though, our... Like, everyone in our school is so tall. And, like...
We do have a lot of tall people in our
like,
school.
I feel like I'm, like, looking up to talk to people all the time. Like, yo, what's good, bro? And I'm just like...
Maybe. We do have a lot of tall people, but then we also have a lot of short people.
I don't know.
I feel like that's just any demographic, though.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but, like, I don't see many, like, there's, like, normal height people, but there's, like, we just have a lot of those, too.
We're normal height. Yeah, that's just any demographic. You don't have a lot of each.
Most of my friends are either the same height as me or taller. Like, even some of the freshmen are taller than me.
I mean, Mr. Okla is, like, 6'5".
Yeah.
Rachel's at least 2 feet, so...
I mean,
you know, the average is like 5'9".
I don't think that's
is
right
it five, what's
what?
What's the average for our age?
The average for our height is probably like 5'9".
Yeah, 5'9".
For
nine,
a dude.
For a guy.
For a dude.
For girls, it's like
5'4".
5'4", 5'6".
We're going to get a fact check on this right now.
But what are some other trends we just see in general that we don't like? It's not in school.
Stanley Cups.
That's a school thing, too.
I don't any yeah. trend's going to be in school as well.
Well, not necessarily. I don't want to say so.
To be honest, I think that Stanley Cups and, like, Hydro Flask have encouraged people to drink a lot of water, though. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't too bad.
Average height for a teen boy is 5'6", 5'7".
Hey, hold on. We're above average.
Hey. Just barely, though.
5'9" and a half, right? I mean, 6'10", right here.
I mean, like, we grow until we're, like, 25, so, like...
Yep. Something like that. Okay, so for those who didn't hear, 5'4", 5'5" for girls, 5'6", 5'7" for boys mm-hmm. is average for teens.
That's so
well, yeah. But what was I saying? Yeah, like you said, it does encourage a lot of water drinking, but also there's a lot of people that just don't put water in theirs.
Yeah, that's true.
But
put, like, juice
they just be carrying it around.
I mean,
some people just carry it around.
That's what, I feel like people do that with, like, energy drinks and stuff. I don't know how... But people
you mean
have,
like Alani and
yeah,
stuff?
People have like an Alani for the whole day of school.
Yeah.
I'm like, that can't be good anymore.
How does it? Because
it just gets warm
down.
And then it gets flat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll drink mine within first block if I ever have
one.
No,
you have one like every day.
No, I don't.
This is true. You do have one every
day. No, I don't. Not
you,
anymore.
You always pull the one. You pull it out of your backpack. I got a new Alani flavor today.
No, I haven't had one. I had one yesterday at work.
Yeah.
Slurp juice flavored Alani. Guys, look at this.
I don't... None of you, I don't buy them as much as I used to.
Oh, and I got my new Chug Chug flavor.
I wouldn't be surprised if you came up to us one day and said that you got a Chug Chug flavored Alani.
Look, if Fortnite made a collab with Alani, you can now play as an Alani bottle and
Flowberry Fizz. Flowberry Fizz Celsius.
No, but Celsius are nasty.
I'm not a big energy drinker fan since I had one right before a workout, a very extreme workout, and I threw up immediately. My heart rate was probably going
you
to
had.
I had a Bang.
Yeah,
which
you
is
had
like
one of the worst ones.
Way above, like, the amount of caffeine you should take.
I got denied whenever those were getting... I followed that trend whenever those got popular, and I tried to get one time at a gas station, and I got denied it. The lady said I couldn't have it because it says you have to be 18 on the can.
Oh, they never stopped me. I literally...
So I grabbed a Gatorade.
I did this thing called the Murph after. So I literally had... So the Murph is, I think it's a 25-pound vest. You do a mile, then you do... 100 pull-ups, 200 squats. No, 200 push-ups, 300 squats.
Yeah.
And then another mile while wearing that 25-pound vest. I did that without the vest. It was my first time ever doing the Murph. So I didn't necessarily do the full Murph because I didn't have the vest on. But I was laying down for like 30 minutes afterwards. And I was like, I could feel my heart like pounding. I was like, I don't know why I feel so bad. And then I found out that it was because of the bang, and I stood up immediately. I was like, Jay, where's your bathroom? And he goes, oh, it's down the hallway. I barely made it. I'll tell you that I barely made that. I had to do some cleanup. It's okay, though.
That's nasty.
Well, anyways, disgusting. Just so you, if you guys wanted to know about my throw-up story, there you go. But that's the last time I've ever thrown up.
Don't drink energy drinks before working out.
Ever since then, I have stopped drinking energy drinks.
Well, I think you could have them. It's just what you did with the time of having that energy drink made it, like, miserable for you.
Did you drink it right before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, right before. That's why. I was in the car drinking it, and then I went out to work out.
Yeah, don't be scared to drink them if that happens.
You shouldn't really drink anything. I don't like them anymore.
They're not.
I don't need energy drinks.
You shouldn't drink anything before, like, a really rough workout.
Yeah, it was rough. But
back to Stanley's. They leak. Like, if you drop them, they leak. But, maybe, like, if you have, like, a Walla, well, Walla's a new trend.
Yeah.
But if you have a Hydro Flask or something.
I will admit, I am a follower of the Walla trend, but I love my Walla, and I drink a lot of water every day now.
But those are, like, closed, but you will have, like, the straw stoppers or stuff. But I've seen, like, videos of people having the straw stoppers and, like, you know the hole, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah.
There's, like, that thing. People will still dump it, and the water will still come out, like, even if they have the stoppers.
You took Rachel's Stanley the other day and flipped it upside down, and you're like, and water came out of it. You're like, why'd it do that?
No, I said, does water come out? And I tipped it. I knew it was going to happen. I just wanted to do it.
But, and I also think they're a little cheaply made, but, you know, it's okay because Rachel's broke, but then she got a brand new one for completely free.
Oh, so. I thought you were calling Rachel broke.
No, Rachel's handle broke off.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
She sent in a request.
I thought you said
L friend.
They just gave you like a free one?
Yeah. They replaced me. There's like a lifetime warranty on them or something like that.
That's crazy.
Stanley, sponsor us.
Stanley, sponsor us.
Speaking of sponsors, this video is sponsored by Rage Out of Legends. I'm kidding. But that'd be nice. They could make money. Anywho, maybe. I don't know. That's the second time I've mentioned giving me money in the podcast.
If you can pick up hints, you can figure out why.
Please sponsor me. Somebody sponsor me. I'll take any sponsorship. I heard there's people asking for a sponsorship for it's like horseshoes made out of old tennis balls.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds lame, but they're offering $1,000.
Yeah.
They're offering $1,000.
We need Scrub Daddy to sponsor us.
Scrub Daddy. I don't use any of your products personally, but my girlfriend does, and she really likes them.
They're really good.
And so sponsor us. Anyone sponsor us. Please. We need money.
Do you guys have any other trends?
Trends.
Just general trends that are happening.
Crocs used to annoy me a lot.
I never liked Crocs.
What, Crocs?
Yeah.
Oh, I have Crocs.
I've never owned a pair.
Those are good outside ball shoes.
What?
Outside ball shoes?
No. The last person Crocs? I knew that played outside basketball in Crocs broke his leg because he slipped.
Nah.
Whose leg is that weak? They slipped and broke their leg? He
slipped and broke his leg?
It probably or it was like an ankle or something. Something happened.
He just, whoop!
It was also like, he like slipped in mud too. Like he like stepped off the court and was in mud.
So and he broke his leg.
Yeah, I don't know. You can bend your leg a bunch of ways and it's not good.
Interesting. Well, I think that's it for the trends. Are we feeling all right?
Huh?
Talk about trends we like. Trends we like. Awalas. I'm a big fan of Awalas.
Honestly, on TikTok, do you guys know about that like Adult Swim trend?
Yeah, like, it was a while back. I really like that as well.
That was so good, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It comes back like once every year.
What was the song? What was the song?
It was just
It's running away. It's easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running in this, huh?
Yeah.
I like that song.
I actually really like that. That's a really good trend. What else? I like the one song. You take the man out of the city.
Yeah, that's what's his name?
DGO?
Steve Carrington.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You take the man out of the Steve Carrington.
But what's his like name?
That's his Stranger Things.
Yeah. What's his name?
is I Rachel, feel like his last name starts with a K.
I swear it's Carrington.
Owen was convinced. Owen, we were asking for his real name. He came up saying the Stranger Things name.
But I like that song. It's a really good song.
Joe Keery.
I didn't know that. I don't watch
What a guy. Things. An actor and a songwriter.
He's been a songwriter for a while.
I've never watched Stranger Things.
Take the Should. You've never watched Stranger Things?
Mm-mm. It's super good.
I don't really like TV shows like that. They're just in general. I don't really be watching TV.
That was pretty good. Other trends we like. Other trends we like. I'm trying to think. Because I feel like there's definitely... I definitely see a lot more trends in my day than I realize. But I'm just trying to think. I mean, I don't have
any The LED lights.
LED lights. Oh, I used to have LED lights. And they stopped working, so I took them off and repainted my room.
They're too tacky for me. I had them.
I remember helping you take those off your wall.
Yeah.
We had a blow dryer to it to try not to get it to tear off the paint.
Yeah, well, it tore off the paint anyway.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
We tried. Look, it was less than we thought, though.
Yeah, and then, well, we just repainted the room anyway. We had to sand it down and repaint it.
I had to fill holes and stuff.
Well, that was a whole task. And then I did the second layer of paint in my room all by myself because I had to leave.
I think, because I had to go to New York. I think I left for New York the next day.
Yeah, and I left for Cincinnati the next day.
Yeah, so we were there.
I think we were there until like 11 painting my room.
Yeah.
I don't know how we went from trends to talking about LED painting my room. Yeah.
There's LED lights.
You know, I'm not much of like a trend follower. I'm more of a trendsetter. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't really have any trends that I can think of off the top of my mind.
Me neither.
I was being for real whenever I said I'm a trendsetter.
Okay.
That like hurts my soul.
You guys need some Valorant. I'm just joking.
This dude does not know how to play Valorant anymore. But if you have any trends for us, viewers, listeners, wherever you are, you can follow us on @inside_thefarm. And if you're on Instagram for some reason listening to this, I don't know why you would be. YouTube, Inside the Farm as well now. So, if you haven't subscribed to the channel that you're watching this video on right now, or if you're listening on Spotify, go subscribe to Inside the Farm.
Turn on post notifications.
Subscribe right here.
It's right here.
Right here. But,
And click that bell.
Yep, click that bell. Thank you so much for joining in. I hope you have an amazing day, amazing afternoon, amazing night, whatever it is where you are. I hope you have an amazing something. All right. Yeah. Bye, everyone. Bye, guys.